This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The history-making Second Amendment impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump will begin with opening arguments on February 8th.
On Monday, the House will send to the Senate the article of impeachment charging Donald Trump with incitement of insurrection. The senators will be sworn in Tuesday, with arguments beginning about 2 weeks later. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there needs to be accountability.
The January 6th insurrection at the Capitol, incited by Donald J. Trump, was a day none of us will ever forget.
Not everyone agrees. House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy.
I don't believe he provoked if you listen to what he said at the rally.
Meanwhile, his South Carolina elections lawyer, Butch Bowers, will present the defense for Donald Trump, the first president to undergo an impeachment trial after leaving office. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Biden is taking executive action to provide immediate food aid and worker protections to help Americans weather the economic crisis brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The first one is the economic relief related to COVID-19 pandemic.
The White House concedes the executive actions are just a lifeline to keep hurting families afloat. At a signing ceremony, Biden says economists of all stripes are telling him federal spending can help ease the economic crisis that's grown out of the COVID-19 pandemic.
With the interest rates as low as they are, historic lows, it is smart fiscal investment, including deficit spending.
And he says it will pay off.
Return on these investments in jobs and racial equity is going to prevent long-term economic damage and benefits that are going to far surpass their cost.
Biden's executive actions aim to get assistance flowing while Congress begins to consider his $1.9 trillion aid package. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday that the new English variant of COVID-19 may be associated with a higher level of mortality than evidence showed that both vaccines being used in the country are still effective against it. He also sent a government news briefing that the impact of the new variant, which is already known to be more transmissible, was putting the health service under intense pressure. However, he added that all the current evidence showed both vaccines remained effective against old and new variants. He said that once people reached hospitals, there was no greater risk. Thousands of Hong Kong residents were locked down Saturday in an unprecedented move to contain a worsening outbreak in the city. Hong Kong has been grappling to contain a fresh wave of the coronavirus since November. Over 4,300 cases have been recorded in the last 2 months alone, making up nearly 40% of the city's total. Coronavirus cases in Hong Kong, working-class neighborhoods with old buildings and subdivided flats made up about half of the infections in the past week. Former nightly news anchor Tom Brokaw says that he is retiring from NBC News, this after working at the network for 55 years. The author of The Greatest Generation is now 80 years old, and his television appearances have been limited in recent years as he fought cancer. For 2 decades, Brokaw, ABC's Peter Jennings and CBS's Dan Rather were the nation's three most visible broadcast journalists, leading coverage during the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks and many other stories. Brokaw gave up anchoring nightly news after the election in 2004. He says he will continue writing books as well as articles. Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga has said on Friday that he was determined to realize the Tokyo Olympics, and declaring his stance in a parliament session that he would work closely with Tokyo and the International Olympic Committee. His comments come after Times reported that the government concluded the games would have to be canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. One cited an unidentified source from the ruling coalition. The report also said that Japan was focused on rescheduling the event to the year 2032. And just recapping our top story, a history-making Second Amendment impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump is now set to begin with opening arguments starting next month on February 8th. Find more at voanews.com. Again, it is voanews.com. Via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.